When a 66-foot-long dock landed on an Oregon beach this summer, scientists and environmentalists were alarmed. The nearly 5,000-mile voyage the dock made intact was impressive. But more impressive and more alarming is what lived on that dock. There are two docks and about 1.5 million tons of debris still afloat in the Pacific. KRBD's Sarah Chicksa reports on what might happen as the debris hits U.S. shores.
There were four of those barges. They've accounted for two of them. There's two more floating in the ocean. We don't know where they're at. We know they're going to come ashore.
Somewhere off the western coast of North America, likely floating around the North Pacific, are two large concrete docks, remnants of the Japanese tsunami. The March 2011 tsunami pushed four floating docks from the port of Misawa into the Pacific. One the Japanese were able to reel in, one that landed on the sandy Oregon beach back in June, and two docks not yet accounted for. The missing docks, and what lives on those docks, have long worried scientists. Marine Advisory Agent and University of Alaska Fairbanks Associate Professor Gary Freitag studies invasive marine species. Invasives clinging to debris like the Harley-Davidson that landed in British Columbia or the soccer ball found on Alaska's coast isn't what worries him. Freitag is concerned about what's on larger structures, like the docks.
The reason it was so damaging is it formed its own ecosystem. It had plants, it had animals, it had, you know, everything available. So it managed to survive coming across the ocean. Something on a buoy, the chances are most of the organism wouldn't survive because it doesn't have a whole ecosystem that can depend upon.
The dock that landed on Oregon's coast carried dozens of invasive species. And since there's 1.5 million tons of tsunami debris still afloat in the Pacific, the threat of invasives landing on Alaska's shores is real. Consider the environment of our own harbors.
You get down to the docks here and look at our floats and all the stuff growing on our floats. Those are the kinds of things that if they could transport across the ocean can sustain the populations and then eventually spread the invasive species. And that's why we're worried about it.
Of immediate threat is a brown algae, Undaria pinnatifida, commonly known as wakame. It's an edible seaweed cultivated in Japan, and you've probably eaten it before, in sushi, seaweed salads, or even miso soup. Undaria is an aggressive plant, having earned a nomination as one of the world's 100 worst invasive species. Undaria can interfere with and replace the native algaes that grow in an area, and since it's not typically in the diets of marine organisms that live in that area, well, they've lost their food source. Undaria has already been found on the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington. The dock that landed in Oregon was covered in it. Fortunately, it landed on a sandy, smooth beach, preventing algae colonization. But what if a dock landed on our rocky, expansive coastline?
That's not going to be the case in Alaska. If it gets into our bays here, it's going to have the exact kind of habitat that it would desire to grow and expand. And we have a coastline that there's no way we're going to prevent it.
Freitag says it's not a matter of if, but when we'll see Undaria in Alaska.
I think we're not going to avoid this problem. I think it's going to happen. Whether or not it interferes with our resources is another story, but I think we'll have new species in this area shortly after that stuff shows up. The coastline is way too big here.
And now, federal lawmakers are voicing concerns. Earlier this month, a group of Northwest representatives introduced the Marine Debris Emergency Act. The act is supposed to help coastal communities secure federal funding in an emergency scenario. While the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration already provides grants for marine debris removal, the act would expedite assistance. Back in July, NOAA announced it would provide funding to Northwest coastal states, including Alaska, to help with tsunami debris removal. In Ketchikan, I'm Sarah Chicksaw.